The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Joining me now, heading into the weekend. She's lovely and wonderful and beautiful, and she's got a spirit of a dancing healer. Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health is with me now.
I love that, spirit of a dancing healer, because I'm a dancer. Thank you, Robert.
I know. You can groove. I've seen some hilarious, wonderful, uplifting, and smiley videos of you just dancing, even in the car.
Yes, I can't help it. I'm a radio junkie, inside and out.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful thing. Thank you for showing up and helping me get through the weekend. It's been a pretty intense week, and Super Don was worried about me and says, let's call Joni. Joni will help you.
And Joni will talk and not stop. Don't worry. She'll take over like the whole hour. You don't even have to worry about commercial breaks. She'll just go and go and go.
I know. You know, and it isn't so much the talking. It's just the energy associated with keeping a flow going on certain topics. I just interviewed Dr. Frank King. We do our Healing Revolution each week,
yeah.
And he's wonderful. And we got talk about the dangers of Halloween candy and what to expect, the after effects, which I really believe that's the true beginning of flu season because of the absolute destruction the kids do to their gut eating the stuff that they collect from house to house to house. So the question for you as a mom, how do you handle it knowing what you know about the danger of what the kids are getting on Halloween?
I confiscate as much as possible without fights. I do my best to ration out the things that I'm willing to let them have and absolutely toss out everything else. There's very few things that I will let them have. I prefer, of course, the homemade treats, things that are made with real ingredients or real foods. It's a tough time of year for me as a parent to stick to my guns because they get it everywhere. And candy is often used as a reward. We want to talk about, like, how we confuse children and the association with food.
Right.
Schools, teachers, counselors, everywhere you go in society, they reward children with candy. It's cheap. It's easy to fill a jar. It looks pretty. It gets their attention. And they're my kids are constantly having things in their backpack being sent home from school all the time. And they look at me and they want to eat it. And I'm like,
no. Yeah.
Please don't do this to your body. And I have to, now that they're getting older, I have to allow them that choice. Like, okay, if you make that choice, you know what's in there.
Right.
And then they try it and they're packing up phlegm, you know, in the next 20 minutes. And I said, do you see that? That's the inflammatory response to what you're eating.
I think it's a great gift, Joni, that you can give your kids to raise them as healthy as possible. And of course, as they become the autonomous little beings that they become, that they are given the choice and they will learn from the consequences of their actions. Because we'll communicate with them what we weren't communicated about, at least I wasn't growing up, that the body cells are saying, they're screaming out, they're trying to say something, as opposed to they're saying, go get a drug, right? Shut the symptoms down. So, you know, I've seen it happen with my kids as well. So given the choice, even out of our range of watching them, I have no concern whatsoever because their bodies are very communicative and they know that if they stray, this is what happens. So they pretty much don't. And
right.
I love the, you know, if we're going to live, let's say, our ideals and freedom, at a certain point we have to recognize that these little souls are going to grow up and they're going to have to make decisions. Our best, the best that we can do is allow them to experience things and help them understand that what happens when they make decisions. Allow them to experience that and communicate and talk about it in that regard. Now, with my daughter Ariana, she's, you know, we're so hardcore organic and clean that she demanded to read ingredients as soon as she could read. But she'll go out because she loves to trick-or-treat. It's still fun for her to dress up. And at the end of her trick-or-treating, she gives away all her candy to the neighborhood teenagers.
Aw, that's cool.
No issue.
I bet they really love that.
Yeah, they're like, wow, why is this little girl giving us all her candy? Now, my son, Elijah, he's old enough. He's like, she doesn't even care to trick-or-treat, so it's not even an issue with him. But the other thing is we've heard about these programs where dentists will have you turn in all your candy and get a reward or money. I don't know if that's going on this year or not, but that's another thing I've heard.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. There are lots of different things. Natural Mama, or Mama Natural, I'm sorry, Genevieve, she's Mama Natural online. She has a blog, and she's the one who kind of coined the term crunchy mamas. She has some really funny YouTube videos, crunchy stuff moms say, or crunchy things parents say. Mm-hmm. And it's a real funny series about, just raw milk and Whole Foods and spirulina, mm-hmm, and cloth diapering and baby wearing and only drinking out of mason jars. Things
right.
like that. And she calls it the switch witch. And so she has these ideas on how to switch out candy for other goodies and treats. The switch witch. So she dresses up like a witch in the video, and she talks about, like, getting some of the kids' favorite activities and toys. And then when they come home, you switch them out.
Right.
Many pieces of candy for this activity.
Yeah.
So, it's just, we can get really creative with how to do that. And I think it's important, Robert, that we acknowledge, I just keep feeling to kind of go back to the place of, with our listenership and with everyone trying to make these better choices when our kids do get older, like discussing the fact that perfect is not something that's always attainable. And I really like to focus on the fact that, we have to educate our kids and empower them to make these choices, and that they are not always going to make those choices.
Sure. And once again, to help them understand that the consequence of the actions, it's not so much in punishment perspective, but literally, you could punish yourself by eating garbage and you feel rotten, right?
Yes.
And then you say, okay, I did that and it's not a mystery. And I grew up, it was always a mystery. All the food I ate, I was always sick. And it was a mystery. The doctor said, here, take this drug, take this antibiotic. And then I was victim. I was victimized by that system. Now, I don't like being a victim. I don't like being able to blame anyone. I know a lot of people that do. Of course, in our political culture, it's always about blame somebody else.
Oh, I know. Don't you get sick of the pointing the fingers?
No, and it's honestly not a fun place to be, much less like to be the victim of disease, like cancer. Oh, you got unlucky. You had bad genes. You're a victim of your genes.
Right.
And
or
of course,
even abuse,
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It goes in every way, in everywhere possible, emotional, physical, mental, psychological, spiritual.
Yeah. And the abuse is real. I mean, I could say, okay, I was abused medically. But what good does it do to point fingers other than to say, okay, what have I learned from that? Now I can be grateful for the lessons and I can go out and teach others and help my kids to make the best decisions, and they go out and they'll screw it up because, they're human. We're human. And that's what life is.
Well, my kids get pressured because they've never had certain fast foods,
Mm-hmm.
Like my daughter came home and said, nobody at school can believe I've never had Taco Bell. So what does the kids want to do? They want to indoctrinate her. They want to take her to Taco Bell.
Right.
I'm like, it's not happening.
Well, in case they want to see her vomit, they could take her, right?
Yeah, I'm like, if you want to see her run to the bathroom in less than 30 minutes later and have her be more embarrassed because of that, no way, Jose. So, there for a while at school, they were trading lunches. That's the one thing that I found out about after a while. They were trading lunches. All the kids wanted her hummus. They wanted the organic foods that I was sending to school. Then she wanted to try, like, the first time she ever had a Twinkie was this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd never had one. Debbie?
What did she describe as her experience of eating that? Do you remember?
She hated it.
Yeah.
She hated it. She said, that cream on the inside, what is that?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come with a package ingredient.
Superdon found a story a month or so ago of, I believe it was some Irish teenagers who were given American fast food for the first time, and it included Twinkies. And they said, this is like the cream filling. They're used to, in Ireland, real cream, right?
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know what this stuff is, but this is not real. And it tasted to them like chemicals. So when their taste buds have been altered like mine were, I had to just detox to have them know what real food tastes like.
How does your mom deal with that? Does she ever talk to you about how what her thoughts were as a parent, or how badly she? I love Mickey, by the way. I'm just curious if she, what she has to say about parenting then and the journey that you took to heal yourself, and now I know she knows all the good.
Yeah, no, she laughed about it. I mean, because she knows she didn't know any better. I mean, that was the era where the doctors were the gods, and you didn't question them, and so breast milk substitute powder was the thing to do, and
yes. It
was sort of like, wow, how wrong were we? And of course, she had to come through her own health challenges to be where she is at 80 on no drugs and going out dancing every night.
Well, I mean, I just, from a parental aspect, I do think it's important to, acknowledge a lot of these things and do better as we know better. Mm-hmm. And to take that personal accountability and have that mindset to allow your 80-20 rules where you're 80% of the time good, but there are 20% of things that you'll allow yourself to have, like, on cheat days. And cheat days is not... And usually what you think it is, cheat days is not like fast food haven all the time and lots of pop and blah, blah, blah. It's just maybe allowing a little bit more sugar or breaking a rule here and there.
Right.
Because ultimately it takes its toll.
Yeah, and you're right. Those cheat days are within the setting or confines or limitations of cleanliness, right? Mm-hmm. It's not that you're indulging them on GMO corn syrup one day. It's like, okay, here are some organic options that are not the healthiest of options, but at least they're not the contaminated GMO pesticide-laden things. So it's perspective in that regard. And, my kids, because I grew up as an American on junk food, we've allowed them to indulge from time to time in the so-called organic processed foods, and they feel like, quote-unquote, in a Western society, normal kids.
Yes.
Is that perfect? Is it optimal? No. But, the interaction with the outside world is such, it's hard enough being a kid in my family,
yes.
They've got some semblance of normalcy in that regard.
Yeah, and that's the thing I probably have heard from my kids, because now they're being in public school so drastically different than mm-hmm. private school where they were, or homeschool their whole lives. So now they're experiencing the world a little bit more, and they're like, oh my gosh, we are not normal at all. And I said, good, you don't want to be normal. You influence them. Don't let it be the other way around.
Hey, Joni, real quick, we're almost up on a break, but what's up with Homegrown Health? How do people listen to it for those that I can't imagine they don't know of you already? But
thank you. Well, I have the show on Mondays and Wednesdays on naturalnewsradio.com, just like you, a couple of hours before you air on your show. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Facebook, too, at facebook.com/homegrownhealth and on Twitter at HGHRadio.
Excellent. And all the lovely topics that you cover and the lovely guests. And, of course, if they're not lovely, they become lovely because they hang out with you, Joni.
Aw, thank you. Yes, I have such a blast with everyone. And if anything, homegrown. Mm-hmm. It's about taking charge of your health and healing all from home, making that choice within yourself, much like you, Robert, who have mentored me, the power to heal.
Thank you. Joni Abbott, more with you on the other side of this break. We may talk about the New York City Ebola thing before we get into what doctors are doing when they have babies. Stick with us. CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continuing now with Joni Abbott here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. And talking a little medical doctor hypocrisy today. Earlier in the show, we opened up with Super Don, and I was talking about the doctors that are like the Nancy Snydermans of the world and this other Doctors Without Borders guy in the Ebola hot zone. Decides not to quarantine himself and goes walking around New York, hopping subways, riding in cabs, going to parties, whatever. And if these doctors are true believers, right, they truly believe that this Ebola is as deadly and dangerous and communicable, if you will, or contagious, then it makes absolutely no sense what this guy, for instance, in New York has just done. If they are true believers.
Right.
And you know, so I'm scratching my head on this and having some struggles with what I perceive to be their reality, you know? Like, say what we want, if we will, about Nancy Snyderman. I think she's smarmy and snarky and an elitist. But I don't think she's not intelligent, right? She's smart. She's a doctor. That doesn't mean she does everything with common sense, but she goes out, violates quarantine like it's not a big deal.
Right. So and expected to not be held accountable to it.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, it's like, no, I'm a doctor. I'm better than you.
I'll do what I want. Thanks. Yep, I know. Mm-hmm. So my question is always like, what is it that you know?
Yeah.
What is it that you know about germs that you don't even believe in it yourself because of the way that you act or that your actions are who you are? So it's what your actions speak. There's a saying that says your actions are speaking so loudly, I can't hear you.
I can't hear what you say.
I can't hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Exactly. And this is a classic example. Again, the medical meme, if you will, or theme of Ebola is it's the most deadly thing. We've got to get you on drugs that we don't have. We've got to get a vaccine out that we don't have.
Experimental vaccines.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, all right, here's the op. The Ebola thing had died down. What, 7 or 8 days? No new Ebola. Suddenly we get word of a doctor who should know better. I mean, you can't argue that, oh, he just didn't know, right?
Right. He's not a lay person. He's not an uninformed citizen.
Yeah. So either they don't believe that it really is what they're pretending it is or claiming it to be, right? Or what's our other conclusion? I mean, just off the top of your head, Joni, how do we explain this behavior from the medical community, from these doctors?
I think it's the elitist religiosity of modern medicine. I always hesitate to use the word modern because I don't think there's anything modern about it.
Right.
It's the attitude of I can impose and lord over you rules, laws, and mandates that you have to follow, but they do not apply to me, and I can do whatever I want with all forgiveness.
Yeah, and there should be no repercussions because I'm a doctor. But the thing is, it should be more brutal for them because they supposedly should know better. They've been trained and educated to that level where you might be able to forgive a lay person who doesn't really know or understand this.
Exactly. It's the idea that they should be held accountable to the same standards with which they impose on others.
Yeah, I mean, what was the historical precedent of the Typhoid Mary, you know, all those years ago? And, you know, and she, as far as I know, she was not a doctor. She was just a layperson, but she had been informed and she still did it anyway. There were some criminal aspects of her behavior. So what are we to make of this? What are we to do now?
Right. Are these things criminally imposable? I mean, can we impose criminal law on people who are, is that not threatening and endangering the lives of others?
Yeah. And I think this spotlights, again, doctor hypocrisy. On one level. The big question is if they really believe it, if they are true believers.
It's just like Paul Offit, right? An infant can receive how many ever thousands of vaccinations and still be fine. Okay, well, you take your own medicine then.
Yeah. Yeah, adjusted for an adult body. No, I'm not going to do that. Not going to go there. So
no doctor will take the amount of vaccines that they give children.
All right. So then the other conclusion, we got about a minute before we're going to break here. I know we're going to talk about doctors doing something extraordinarily different that I don't know if they want you to know about, but we're going to let you know because Joni's going to let us all know. this may be surprising to some of you, so stand by for that. But what if, again, the other scenario is that this is an operation, a psychological operation to soften the people to demand a vaccine, to demand the drugs. It's not going to work here. But in that case, you would want to foment the fear. You would want to have a Typhoid Mary going out in all of the cities to keep generating the fear, to keep generating then the demand that government do something, medicine do something, and we're going to allow you to create an experimental vaccine, and we're going to absolve you, we're going to indemnify you just so you can get it out because we're so desperately scared. And I want you all to think about that because you've got a couple of conclusions when you start assessing. This is not a dumb doctor. What's going on here? So with that, we're going to take a break. Joni, you ready? We're going to go into something else doctors are doing that you might not realize.
Oh, yeah. I love rocking the health world with you, Robert.
I love you, Joni. Stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, now we're going to go into a happy doctor story. It is sort of happy, but it is sort of also hypocritical a little bit. And we're going to talk about this. This is something that you've been covering for a long time, Joni. And it goes into the realm of home birthing. Now,
yes.
We're told that it's responsible. In fact, it's irresponsible to home birth because it could be dangerous. There could be either complications. You're not ready. So, of course, the medical community, the doctors, the OBGYNs and all say you must have a medical birth in a hospital setting, although they're trying to modify the hospital setting to make it more home birthy like, but
yeah, to make you feel better about the environment.
Right. And look, I'm all for anything that does a little bit better, but what are the doctors doing? This is a story I had not heard before you brought it up off the air with me.
Well, it's been happening for many, many years. It's just that they can't talk about it. It's one of the best kept secrets in the medical profession. But when you take doctors, OBGYNs, women who decide they want to have a choice for themselves, it's okay to not give a choice to a lot of other women because they're bound by different guidelines. They're bound by what they learn in medical school. They're bound by ACOG, you know, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, hospital standards, hospital policies, and insurance policies. Now you have all of this red tape that you have to cut through in order to realize. But when doctors are given choice, mm-hmm. and behind closed doors to talk openly, we find that, you know, they're ridiculed by their colleagues if they talk about the fact that they have home birthed themselves or that they want a home birth or they believe a woman should have that choice. We're talking about certified nurse midwives, labor and delivery nurses, a number of doctors, family nurse practitioners, and they're all choosing to birth their babies at home. One of my very dear friends, she has had 4 home births, and she is a medical doctor. She chose that for herself, and you have to really do it under the radar. They have to fly under the radar.
Yeah, I was thinking, Joni, what would happen if an OBGYN openly encouraged home birthing? I mean, wouldn't that be like a pediatrician who openly would say, yeah, vaccines are dangerous, and I don't recommend them? I mean, would it be an equivalent?
I think we could ask Dr. Mayer Eisenstein about both of those things.
Right.
And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, you know, there are a select few. There's a reason why more and more doctors are coming out, thankfully, but there is a reason why we have some pioneers in our natural health world that are medical doctors or osteopaths like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We have to really utilize their voices in order to bring validity to the fact that, hey, look, these are doctors, and this is what they're saying. They have the same training as your doctor. What makes them different? Mm-hmm. What is it that they know, or what is it that they've researched outside of what the status quo is?
Sure.
In order for them to make this decision to speak against this or to talk about it, and that is a lot of work for some people. And we live in a very apathetic, lazy environment in society mm-hmm. where people don't want to do the critical thinking to go through and look at everything.
You know, this reminds me of my early years, you know, within the first 10 years of training and becoming a homeopathic doctor, consulting with medical doctors, right? They mm-hmm. would often, I say often, I mean, even one would be often, think about this, an oncologist who is faced with cancer in himself or in a loved one, a spouse, for instance. Interesting that they would call a homeopath for advice, for help.
Yes.
And why wouldn't they just embrace chemotherapy and radiation as they were, you know, doing for everyone else that came to them? But when it comes to themselves or their family, they were reaching out to holistic medicine. But if they were to put their head out as an oncologist and say, you know what, I feel like it would be a better choice to go that route, would they not be under threat of losing their license?
Absolutely. And there could be even more, lawsuits and litigation that takes place as well. They would, find a way. So really, when I start looking at doctors from that human level, from the aspect of they're people just like us, they have had this training, these are the guidelines they have to operate under, and everybody wants them to speak out, but I think a lot of people may not realize that sometimes they can't. Not that they don't feel that way, not that they don't think about it, but there are times where maybe they can't. And there actually have been obstetricians, I was told that in this new film, it's Why Not Home, and it's all about medical professionals who opted for home birth. In this film, I was told that there were several doctors who could not appear in the film who were too afraid of losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. Also, I was told that one did lose her job as soon as they found out that she home birthed.
Right. Well, this is the rest of the story, because how many times have we covered in the oncological cancer profession mm-hmm. when, you know, the doctors that have actually stood up and done what's right, they have been threatened, attacked. I mean, Dr. Batar, you know, had to spend over 6 figures mm-hmm. in defense just to, you know, keep his license. At a certain point, he's like, yeah, screw it. If you believe I'm a danger, take my license. And they didn't. Because
right.
he wasn't a danger to his patients. He was a danger to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And that's what we're dealing here in the birthing complex. How profitable is birthing in hospitals?
It's at least a $1 billion a year industry, at least. And now when we have 1 in 3 births ending up in C-section, that cesarean rate is extremely high. We're noticing an increase in maternal morbidity and mortality. We can't, and that's not something that's often talked about, that the fact cesareans are a surgical risk. It's a major abdominal surgery. You have the same risk with cesarean that you have with any other major surgery, and why we don't think to apply that, and the risk to baby. Their guts aren't being properly colonized. They gentle traction is anything but gentle when you yank on the heads of the baby. You know, decapitation has taken place. It really messes with the spinal alignment and how your head is actually sitting on straight or not. So those are causing major internal inflammation responses as a result of this process. And we create the problems in birth that we say we want to prevent, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. And so I find that in all of these different realms, whether it's birth or oncology, that we're encountering the same problems and lack of preventative mindset and preventative actions. So everything then becomes reactionary, and it's really harming a lot of people and causing more death than necessary.
Well, it's an incredible article. It looks like it's just come out today. Why are medical professionals who deliver babies in hospitals choosing to have their own babies at home? Written by Jennifer Margulies.
She's so fantastic. She's the author of a really great book she sent me too. It's called The Business of Baby: What Doctors Don't Tell You, What Corporations Try to Sell You, and How to Put Your Pregnancy, Childbirth, and Baby Before Their Bottom Line. That's her book, The Business of Baby, and she wrote for Health Impact News. And yeah, this article is so fantastic. The midwives, the doctors, the people who are speaking out, their voices are starting to become louder because they realize they don't want to succumb to the very protocols that they themselves have to enforce and endorse on women.
Yes. Yeah, it really isn't. And then we go into the next phase of the programmed Americanus, Bubis Americanus. We must have a pediatrician, that we must have well baby visits, which are basically designed to train the parents to accept invasive injections that have nothing to do with developing immunity and everything to do with destroying it and creating chronic disease, which is also very profitable for that very same industry. So it's, you know, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is awesome about this. She says, why do you need a pediatrician? I mean, why can't you go to a chiropractor, a DO, or, you know, homeopath? I mean,
or even a general doc, you know, a general med doc, you know, a general practitioner or family nurse practitioner. I mean, there are many more options that outside of a pediatrician for health care.
Mm-hmm.
Naturopath, homeopath.
Yeah, oh, exactly. So it's a fascinating, let's say, expansion of this discussion on the medical profession, what the doctors are trained and indoctrinated to do and believe, and what we see in a consciousness-shifting world they're actually doing. Again, from the dangerous absurdities and strangeness of doctors who believe, or at least they claim to, that Ebola is a deadly virus with incredible infectious transmission ability, going out, violating quarantine, transiting around with millions of people, and you know, you scratch your head on that front. And here we have a story, again, a little closer to, let's say, a normal, natural human interaction, having babies, and saying, you know what, I'm in the profession of delivering babies in a hospital setting, but I myself do not want to go that route. And I see this again as a consciousness shifting scenario. There is a change, but there is still the old power structure that is resistant and resisting and will try to attack the doctors who dare to step out of it.
Right. Well, one of the quotes from this article, Dr. Jennifer Lang, she's an MD, board certified OBGYN. She just basically says women are having their bodies completely hijacked. Mm. She's a 38-year-old board certified OBGYN based in Southern California, and she specializes in complex gynecologic surgery, and she's attended over 1,000 births. She says she gave birth to her first child at Cedars-Sinai and then has had the rest of her children at home. And she says, I know all about hospitals and all the things that go on there. The more you look critically, the more nonsense you see. She said, I'm among the most educated on this issue. I've done 3 years of extra surgical training on top of 4 years of delivering babies. Mm. For me, I felt home was the safest place to have my children. I did a calculated risk-benefit analysis, and I knew that my exposure to risk by participating in some of the medical interventions would be higher.
Right.
And after a while, you have to be able to see a pattern. I think you go in a little bit ignorant with the, you know, you're I'm a doctor now, and I'm going to go do these surgeries, and I'm going to go do, you know. But once you start working in the setting and you are working with women, you're working with the families, you see their desire to want to have this natural birth, you see the outcomes of the births, you see the outcomes of the mortality, and suddenly it starts to hit you. Wait a minute, we're doing things a little bit wrong. And then you become pregnant. When it becomes a personal experience to them, they either, you know, make the choice or they flip the switch off.
Oh, yeah, exactly. This is the age where the veils of illusion are lifting. Uncomfortable
Wonderful.
For many, but,
yeah.
We are embracing it. In fact, in many ways, we're trying to prepare the way in our best possible, to the best of our abilities, I should say. And there are things that we can't sometimes surprise me, hearing this story, because it's not an area I have focused on, focusing more on very serious disease, oncological cancer issues and other things where the medical community, even infectious disease, where the medical community is trapped in a dead end paradigm. And you visited from time to time, we get to talk about this arena, and I love it.
Oh, yes, because it's the foundation. Mm-hmm. It's the foundation of how we change the next generation. It's the foundation of how we understand disease. If we're working with a broken and non-intact immune system that's been exposed to, a series of assailants or a series of assaults, then we're going to see an increase in disease later on. Mm-hmm. But if we can help fix the foundation of the problem and give babies the best first start, the best chance, and we can give moms a healthier birth and a healthier outcome, that's going to empower them to make proper choices for their children. And then they raise healthy children with an intact immune system, and the kids are educated, then everybody's kind of armed, and mm-hmm. we have the power to be able to help change
yeah.
the next generation and change things around. And that's why this is so much a part of my heartbeat and so important to me. I don't want my kids to have the same illnesses
yeah.
that I had.
You've helped bring the power to heal back where it belongs, and I love you dearly, and I
Love
thank you for hanging out with me. I got to close the show with Super Dawn after this break and head into the weekend, but you've helped me so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, and you helped me too. Just you're a mentor to me, a friend, and I love being on the show with you and the fact that, we're on the same network.
All right, big healing hugs to Joni Abbott. Back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clarilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hey, Super Don, wouldn't it be nice if there was an app where you could click your heels and just get out of this, like, Ebola PCR insanity? There's no place like home. He's out of it. Oh, look, I can see through the illusion now. The man behind the curtain.
That would be great. Or I mean, imagine when you're on one of your long trips and you've been on the road, for a few days. You could just click your heels and you just be home.
Right. What was the commercial? Calganite, take me home. It was all about washing dishes or something.
Take me away. Yep.
Yeah, take me away, Calganite. How about this one? There is really an app called Dorothy, of all things. That was an appropriate coming back into it. And by the way, thanks to Joni Abbott today. She's wonderful. Absolutely great coverage of these stories, particularly loving that docs are having babies at home, now only if they could be vocal and speak out about it. Step it up, docs. All right, Dorothy app controls phone features with heel clicks. What do you think they're going to use this for? What's the selling point? Is there anything that jumps out at you?
This is one of those things where they design stuff that just makes us as lazy as possible. Really, you can use this app. What happens is you got this app. It's called Dorothy, and then they've got this little Bluetooth little box that's called Ruby.
Ruby.
And what you do is just flip this into your shoe. And there's all kinds of things that it can do, but the thing that it's emphasizing is that, imagine you're on like an uncomfortable date.
Oh, let's hear this. There's an audio clip on this. Okay, go ahead and play that.
Meet Dorothy, the latest development in wearable technology, connecting your shoes to your phone. Dorothy is comprised of a mobile application that syncs with a Ruby, a small Bluetooth-enabled microcontroller powered by a light blue beam. Going on a first date? Select receive a call, create a fake contact, and slip the Ruby in your shoe. Now, when things get unbearable, click your heels together 3 times and answer that pressing phone call from your boss.
Oh, sorry, my boss is calling. I've got to take this.
Oh, I'll see you on Tinder. I love you.
Okay, so there it is. It's a dating application.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of a way, instead of having to be direct and communicate with people,
right,
and say, you know what, I'm really not thinking that this is working
this is
out,
working
but it was
out.
Nice meeting. No, now you can click your heels and get a fake phone call to get out of the
yeah,
date.
And of course, yeah, well, you know, let's say if the shoe's on the other foot and the guy's trying to get out of it and she doesn't buy the phone call, there's another, I'm not even going to play the audio clip, we don't have time, but
no, that's fine.
Another promotional audio clip for this is where they're saying, you can click your heels 3 times and it will text 3 of your friends and tell them where you are right now so they can come and rescue you.
Really? Yes, but among other things that it can do, you can click your heels and order a pizza.
Okay.
You can click your heels and order a ride from Uber, which we talked about yesterday, coincidentally.
See, that's
know.
The thing. If we had Uber back in the era of Dorothy and the Tin Man, Dorothy could have clicked her heels. She wouldn't have needed a balloon. She'd just need an Uber car to come pick her up.
Yeah.
Or it's give just her a another, flu shot.
Just another one of those things where I guess if you just don't want to go through the trouble of dialing a phone number and ordering a pizza, you can click your heels. I think it's kind of funny. It's interesting, but really it's useless, and all it does is just make you more and more lazy. I mean, what's next? Mm. You know, you click. Click your heels and wash the dishes. Click your heels. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to leave everybody on a positive note here because we started with the bowling ball doctor and the spread of Ebola in New York. Again, we dispute not that people aren't sick or ill or things aren't happening or could happen because of a lot of reasons, nutritional deficiencies, toxicological proficiencies. But the whole detection garbage, it's just a big lie to sell you stuff. That's the point here. And Kerry Mullis, the inventor of the polymerase chain reaction test, got the Nobel Prize for it. And he said, with regard to viral load tests, which attempt to use PCR for counting viruses, Mullis has stated quantitative PCR is an oxymoron. PCR is intended to identify substances qualitatively, but by its very nature is unsuited for estimating numbers, although there is a common misimpression that the viral load tests actually count the number of viruses in the blood. These tests cannot detect free infectious viruses at all. They can only detect proteins that are believed, in some cases wrongly, to be unique to enter your particular virus that you want there. The test can detect genetic sequences of viruses, but not the viruses themselves. So it's like the shadow. We see a shadow, we're not sure it's even the virus, but based on that, we're going to tell you that everybody's going to get sick and everybody's going to die, and we're the fear mongers? No, my friends. We're the ones bringing some level of sanity to this garbage medical church, trying to frighten you into believing in their version of hell, and that if you would only accept their sacrament, their drugs, their pews are in the hospitals, their vaccines, could be a drive-through Uber scenario at CVS, who knows, that you'll be okay. Not here, not now, not ever. You're already okay. Because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Time for the weekend. Thank you, my friends, for being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.